This is PX Pulse, the Advocacy Chronicles, where advocates highlight key issues and get into what's at stake and how to win. Each episode is a discussion with one leading advocate and explores a campaign at the forefront of global health equity. We spotlight strategies that work, winning tactics, and improvised solutions. I'm your host, Manju Chitani Gada. With me today is Atu Swege Mwangomale. Atu serves as head of health programs for Sikika, a Tanzania-based advocacy organization. Sikika, along with AVAC, is a member of the Compass Coalition, which uses data and works collaboratively with networks across Africa to identify strategic campaigns to advance the HIV response. Sikika has a long track record of promoting best practices in governmental financing in the health sector and advocating for improved health outcomes. In 2023, Sikika's advocacy was crucial to the ultimate passage of Tanzania's Universal Health Insurance Bill, making health insurance mandatory for all citizens. Welcome, Atu. Really lovely to have you today.
Thank you very much, Manju.
So, Atu, why was advocacy for universal health insurance a priority for you and for Sikika?
It's one of the realization of our long-term advocacy goal. So the universal health coverage will protect the citizens from financial hardship due to out-of-pocket payment for health services. So the approval of the universal health coverage is one of the road towards achieving quality health services for all.
And Sikika's work to win the passage of universal healthcare is also about health equity, and it underpins many of the other campaigns you're leading. Please talk to us about those other advocacy priorities and how they support this overall goal.
So Sikika has been advocating to ensure that health systems are strengthened, ensuring that health commodities are available, that trained or the skilled service providers are available and equitably distributed at the health facilities. The other area that Sikika has been advocating for is that the health sector is financed and the money that goes to implement health services, there is accountability in the utilization of the funds that goes to support the health sector. Right now, we are speaking of the shortage of trained providers by 52%. And the health commodities also has been a challenge. And we have seen that the user fee is affecting the citizens, particularly the poor, from accessing the health services. So we are now waiting for the mandatory health insurance for all Tanzanians.
Atu, it sounds like your advocacy addresses the full scope of what it'll take to create this enabling environment for universal health coverage to be realized. Sikika has a long track record, 20 years of expertise in Tanzania's health sector and influencing change. So what did you do in this instance to propel advocacy? What strategies made the difference?
For Sikika to influence the decision makers or the policy makers, we use evidence that we generate from research and analysis to come up with suggestions. Through the evidences that we share, Sikika has been very entrusted with the government in sharing the reports and sharing the recommendations that are discussed in different platforms, the technical working groups, where we show where the gap is and what can be done to improve the services.
So do other community members or CSOs play any role in collecting this data on where the gaps are?
So we have citizens whom we have trained to monitor the value for money that goes down to the facilities as well as to the local government level. And we bring those reports back to the facility at the local government level, to the national level with the policymakers. So periodically, even before the parliament convene, the members of parliament will check with Speaker to see if there is any analysis that have been done. Or sometimes they ask Speaker to do analysis for them, to help them argue with evidences during the parliament budget reading sessions.
So it sounds like many years of robust budget analysis linked with accountability of funding, tracking the impact of that funding, and amplifying community perspectives on the value of that investment, that these have all been elements that helped build trust with decision makers and got you to this point. You sound like budget detectives. Was that enough? Or did other CSOs and the power of coalition come into play here?
So Sekika do not do advocacy on our own. As you know, for an advocacy to succeed, it is not a one CSO call. For the decision makers to listen, it has to hear from many, for them to take it serious, that, and also to understand that this thing is serious, this request, this agenda is serious, and that it's affecting the majority. We have partners whom we work with, like the Policy Forum in Tanzania, that coordinates all the organizations that are advocating for health services. Sekika is a champion of the health sector budget analysis, but we also have other organizations that focuses more on advocating for availability of the skilled health service providers. Also, we work with specific advocacy organizations like the Network of People Living with HIV. So we don't go alone when we do this advocacy work, because we understand that the more CSOs speak about one thing, is the stronger the voice. The other thing is, we also collaborate with government agencies. Like for the HIV AIDS, we work in collaboration with the TACAIDS, Tanzania AIDS Commission, but also the AIDS Trust Fund. We analyze together issues to do with HIV AIDS, where Sekika sometimes start looking into where the gap is when it comes to HIV funding, but also ask for inputs from disease-specific organization. So once we agreed on what recommendation we want to make to the decision makers, we go together. But Sekika carries the flag in this advocacy journey.
The importance of working in coalition, but also to have clear leaders. Thank you. So Atu, as a sign that things are going in the right direction, what do you want to see happen next?
Oh, well, I want to see the realization of the universal health coverage. I want to see this happening and seeing citizens access quality health services. So how now? We expect that the government should be looking for more funding to support the health sector, to ensure that the universal health coverage is realized. So we want to see the government collecting more taxes. We also want to be able to purchase more essential health commodities. We want to see skilled healthcare providers who are able to tackle the challenges that citizens face from the primary health facilities. And we want to see more budget going to prevention interventions, to ensure that the health facilities are not overwhelmed with the diseases that can be prevented. So, for instance, we are speaking of malaria, we are speaking of HIV, TB, and the like. So we would like to see more fund going towards prevention of diseases to ease the burden of the service providers at primary health facilities.
With all those next steps in mind, what impact do you expect universal health coverage to have on Tanzania's HIV epidemic?
My call is that the government should not think that once the UHC is in place, then the needs of the people living with HIV will be realized. We know that the government is facing several challenges, but there are more challenges on people living with HIV, because we know that the ARV are expensive and other requirements for the people living with HIV, they are also expensive, particularly the education and the fact that the youth are more vulnerable to HIV. So despite of this universal health coverage, I would like to see the government looking at HIV in a different eye, particularly because more than 90% of the budget comes from the donor funding. It should be understood that the government has established the AIDS Trust Fund to support the HIV response, but the performance of the AIDS Trust Fund has not been well established. So we would like to see some sustainable funding sources for the HIV responses while the government continue with the strategies that will facilitate the implementation of the universal health coverage.
What would you want others to know if they were going to follow in this pathway in fighting for universal health coverage in their own countries?
I know that African countries and probably other poor countries are struggling to ensure that citizens access quality services, and the universal health coverage is one of the initiatives that is promoted by the World Health Organization. While they do advocacy, I'll urge them to ensure that they collect enough evidence, learn from other countries, and see how the impact of universal health coverage has been achieved in other countries, and share the lessons learned when they convene meetings with the policymakers or the parliament or whoever influential people they meet with. And I'll also advise them to go as a coalition, to go as a team. Look for like-minded CSOs who are passionate about the universal health coverage, who are passionate about the health of the citizens. Speak the same language and speak it clearly when they meet with the decision makers. We know that the road is not that easy, but they should be patient because it cannot happen in a day. When they meet some of the champions, hold their hands and share the evidences, and following up and bringing more evidences when they think that is not happening. Bring them more evidences. Do not get tired in holding the policymakers to account on the agenda that they're advocating for.
Behind Tanzania's historic passage of its universal health coverage law, Sikika led boldly, investing in evidence-based advocacy, building trust, and working in coalition to persuade and support government allies. Those same ingredients, along with patience and determination, must now be applied to full funding for UHC to realize its potential. To learn more about UHC and Tanzania's progress in this area, go to avac.org/PXPulse to learn more and join the fight.